Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Soaring gas prices are forcing President Biden to do things he promised he wouldn't. Next month, Biden will travel to Saudi Arabia to visit the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. As a candidate, Biden said he would treat Saudi Arabia as a pariah after intelligence agencies concluded the Crown Prince had ordered the assassination of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. NPR's international correspondent Jackie Northam joins us now. And Jackie, this is a risky trip for the president. He's trying to bring energy prices down in the United States. What exactly does he want from the Saudis?
Well, that would be the number one thing that he wants, is to see if they can increase production. In other words, lower the prices of oil, which in turn will help ease the cost, you know, what you're paying at the gas pumps right now. It's unclear that Saudi Arabia can do much. You know, the market is very tight anyway. It's unclear whether they have a lot of spare capacity to do that. And, you know, but there's other things that the U.S. wants as well. And that's really to try to mend this relationship a bit. You know, Biden, as you said, really is very, very unhappy with the Saudis. He has been long before he even came into office, you know, with its human rights record and its the way it's handled the war in Yemen. But the fact of the matter is, it is a powerhouse of its own right in that region of the world. And it's been a very long relationship that the two countries have had. And Biden believes that, you know, it still needs Saudi Arabia, even though he loathes, I think, what the Crown Prince is doing and has done.
Right. That's why this is such a tricky political situation. And mm-hmm. Khashoggi's fiance said that Biden was putting oil over principles by meeting with the Crown Prince and implored Biden to at least ask, where is Jamal Khashoggi's body? What happened to his killers? And here's the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, responding to that.
Clearly, our hearts go out to her and the pain that she's currently going through. You know, when it comes to human rights, this is not something the president is a straight shooter. This is not something that he's afraid to talk about.
You might wonder how much leverage President Biden really has on human rights if he's making this trip to ask for a favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one. In fact, I think, you know, the Saudis in this case probably have the upper hand, although the Saudis do, you know, have their own wish list as well. But, you know, Biden may broach the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, but, you know, the Crown Prince has made it clear he's finished talking about the incidents. He says, you know, people have been tried and they're convicted for the killing, and he's not going to answer any more questions. So, you know, that's not a great starting point if, you know, if Biden wants to start talking about human rights. So I really don't know if there's going to be a lot of talk about that.
Do we know what Mohammed bin Salman wants from the U.S.?
Yeah, their officials have made it clear over the past few months what they want. One of them certainly is weapons. You know, the war in Yemen is still sort of on the horizon there, and they need weapons. You know, Congress, the U.S. is really loathe sending these weapons because there's real concerns about how this Saudi-led war in Yemen is being played out. You know, thousands of civilians have been left dead. The other thing that the Saudis want, though, really is security guarantees. You know, senior officials from the kingdom have said they've been let down by the U.S. There was, you know, this attack on a key oil facility at Aramco by Iranian militias in 2019. And the Saudis say the Trump administration didn't give the kingdom the help it wanted. You know, there was no robust response from the U.S. Mm. These are things that the Crown Prince, that the Saudis will also bring to the table during, you know, any sort of meeting that the two leaders have.
Well, as you've said, this push and pull is nothing new. Saudi Arabia has been under scrutiny for many, many years. You mentioned the potential war crimes against civilians in Yemen. There's been a growing crackdown on activists in Saudi Arabia. There has been a lot of cause and a lot of time for the United States to reevaluate this alliance with the Saudis. Why do you think it hasn't been able to? Does it all just come down to that oil?
It's definitely oil. Although, you know, look back a few years ago, the U.S. was sort of oil independent. But again, this relationship is decades long, about eight decades long. And they're strategic partners, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. And so they still actually need it. Saudi Arabia is drifting towards China. You know, it's got relations with Russia. And Saudi Arabia has made some moves in the recently, you know, it's sort of patched things up with Qatar, stepping up negotiations with Yemen's Houthi rebels. They need each other. The two countries still need each other, even though there's been this real detente over the past couple of years.
NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam talking about President Biden's upcoming trip to visit the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you, Peter.